Come to this time, this memorial time, where I know we've got families that are hurting in here, in a way, but the Paisana family hurts as well, and we grieve with you. And that's what this is about, to make sure that we all are kind of, we know where we are, each other are, but we know where we are as a family. And just, I want to read just a passage of scripture here real quick out of 1 Thessalonians. And Paul's writing, and he says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. We do not grieve as those without hope." This morning, I just want to read a little something to you. Many of you know Miss Bonnie over here, Miss Bonnie Epler, the little lady with the hat. Everybody know Miss Bonnie. Miss Bonnie writes poetry, and Miss Bonnie is sharing with us a poem today. She didn't trust her voice. I said, "I don't necessarily trust mine," but she has willingly allowed me to share a poem, and Miss Bonnie, I want to thank you this morning for that. But she writes some poetry, and this is just one entitled "The God of All Comfort, the God of All Grace." And I hope I do it justice in reading, Miss Bonnie. "Are you weighed down by the great heavy burdens, feeling too crushed to finish the race? Come to the God of all comfort. Come to the God of all grace. His grace is sufficient for all things. Even when all at once they occur, we can lean on him completely. In his strength, we can endure. Christ is the one who enables us, no matter how hard or long life's race. Cling to the God of all comfort. Cling to the God of all grace. God is both our Savior and Shepherd, and he always does care for his own. He's already carried our sorrows, and he will never leave us alone. Because he is our great Shepherd, he holds us in his mighty arms. He, our good Shepherd, carries us through manifold trials till past all harms. Jesus suffered in all points like we. He knows our feelings. Rest in his embrace. Cling to the God of all comfort. Cling to the God of all grace. For eternal purpose, God allows manifold trials our faith to refine. Comfort, grace, and promise, glory to come, are why we must in him our focus define. So when heavy manifold burdens make us weary in running the race, let us cling to the God of all comfort. Let us cling to the God of all grace." May that be in your heart. Miss Bonnie, thank you. As we all look and think about those that have gone on this year in our family, we have a special request that was on the list for the Sutherland Springs Baptist Church following the November shooting down there. If that's affected you, and this is how we do this, would you please stand at this time to be unified with them at this time? Thank you. Some have personal attachments to that, and we thank you for bringing that to our attention. What we do is, as we call the name of the individual, if you are family or friend and want to identify with them, would you please stand with that family? Edward Ed I. Allen, age 101. Thank you. Leslyn Elaine Miller, daughter of Joe and Mary Fred Hanley Snelson family. Back in the back. Thank you for being here. Kathy Connor Mills, the wife of Jeff Mills, mother of Kat and Arch, daughter of Lloyd and Kathy Connor.
Karen.
My apology. Karen. Thank you. Appreciate it. I apologize for that. Jesse Fletcher, who preached out here at Pisan in the 80s, president emeritus of Hardin-Simmons University. Jesse Fletcher. Thank you. Pat Hubbs, longtime board member at Pisana, passed away May of 2018. Pat Hubbs. Thank you. Carol Sue Ivey, July 20 of 18, El Paso, Texas. Thank you all. And Thomas William Ivey, June of 2017. Thank you all for being here. Thank you. Benny King, 2018 of Sonora. Thank you. Diana Hampton, daughter of the Hamptons, longtime resident of Alpine, December of 2017. Thank you. And Charlie Elliott, January of 2018 of Brady, Texas. Thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for these individuals and the lives in which they lived, the influence they had on their families and on those around them, the influence they had on the Pisana family. Father, may we not grieve as those with no hope, but may we celebrate the time that you gave them to us, and may we live lives that make their lives having been worth living as we continue to move forward. Thank you for this Pisana family. Father, may we continue to pray for each other throughout this year, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
HeartSongMinistry.org is a wonderful place to find out more about this lady, Betsy Brown, who's been part of this camp for a long, long time.
Oh, wow.
A long, long time. But she has a ministry, a global ministry of teaching and preaching and guiding and leading and singing and playing that is pretty incredible. And I would advise you to just go to her site and see what's going on, because she's busy, busy lady for the Lord. And we're so thankful that she can sing. She lost her voice earlier this week, but I think it's back, and so we're glad she can sing this morning.
In the lightning flash across the sky, his mighty power I see. And I know if he can reign on high, his light can shine on me. I've seen it in the lightning, heard it in the thunder, and felt it in the near me all the time. My Lord is near me all the time. When the thunder shakes the mighty hills and trembles every tree, then I know a God so great and strong can surely. I've seen it in the lightning, heard it in the thunder, and felt it in the rain. My Lord is near me all the time. My Lord is near me all the time. when refreshing showers cool the earth and sweep across the sea. Then his rainbow shines within my heart, his nearness comforts me. I've seen it in the lightning, heard it in the thunder, and felt it in the rain. My Lord is near me all the time. My Lord is near me all the time. So I'll keep my eyes on you. When my world starts shaking, my eyes on you. When my heart is breaking, Jesus, I need you to hold me tight. I'll keep my eyes on you. When I feel alone, my eyes on you. When there is no song, Jesus, I need you to hold me tonight. Shine your light into my night. Jesus, show your love, your precious love. Keep my eyes on you when things don't make sense. My eyes on you with a single glance. Jesus, I need you to hold me tonight. I'll keep my eyes on you. I'll keep my eyes on you. Because I've seen you in the lightning, and I've heard you in the thunder, and I felt you in the